the way the hitting kind of, it almost seemed to feed off each other a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have good at-bats up and down the lineup, and, you know, and good, some good fortune as well. You know, I told the guys after the first game that, you know, if you guys want to move up in the standings, we're going to have to be ready to play here in a half an hour, some focus, and we got the lead and momentum. We have to get back out there and score some runs and get on the board. And obviously, we had a good first inning to kind of set the tone for that game.
Again, I know all three of them said
outstanding, gave up one run in three games, and the pitching was outstanding. You know, I knew, I told the kids this week, I knew we'd pitch better this weekend than we did last weekend. And I said, we got to play better defense, and we have to have the same offensive weekend we had a week ago. And I looked at all the numbers, but we had another good weekend offensively. The guys Friday night, no one's hit him all year if you look at his stats. So, you know, he's every game that he's pitched, is he's pitched pretty well for Penn State. So I don't think, you know, you can I didn't think we had a bad night offensively in terms of our bats. He's a good pitcher. His numbers show that. But so I thought we did, and we played better defense, and we didn't walk as many people and give as many freebies on the bases from poor defense and walks. And so I told him, clean up the freebies, and I know we'll pitch better, and let's see if we can put another good weekend of offense together. So it's been back-to-back weekends, and that's a good sign. Maybe we're showing some growth.